Is this person correct, or do I need to stand up for myself? Lisa Fox, and this is Lioness Tribe, and today I want to talk about the confidence to stand up for yourself. So, you'll have to excuse me today, I'm knackered. And also, I would also just like to point out that I'm consistently late doing these live videos, and that's okay, that's okay. Got a lot going on, but at least I'm here. In the past, I will say that if I'd been consistently late to do something like this, I would have gone, "Oh my goodness, like I just can't do it. I can't keep up with it. And maybe I wasn't supposed to do it. I'm not good enough. Blah blah blah." But I have worked a lot of my confidence, and I now know that sometimes things don't work out and exactly the way you had planned them. But it doesn't mean that you're a no good, good for nothing. just wanted to kind of show up with that and challenge you to think as well, if you've ever been like that where you've gone, like I've over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I've been incredibly busy and busier than usual and busier than I will be. So like, it's just a couple of weeks that have been mental. And I know in the past I would have let something like this just slide away completely. I would have probably just gone, I just can't be consistent with these live videos, and therefore I'm just going to stop doing them altogether because I'm not good enough. And I challenge you to think about where you've done that yourself in your life, and what way you've sort of sabotage yourself by, not getting back up on the wagon after you fail to be consistent with something for one reason or another. So here I am, showing up again, trying to be consistent again, getting back up on the wagon and knowing that it's all okay and it's all perfect. And there's nothing wrong with me, and and I'm just as worthy of success when I'm failed to be brilliantly consistent all the time as I am when I fall off the wagon sometimes. Hello, Natalia. I just saw your message. I will message you back afterwards. Today I'm talking about the confidence to stand up for yourself, and this has been such a marker for me of my personal confidence journey and my confidence growth, not over the last couple of weeks or months, but over the course of my life. So, because standing up for yourself is such a complex, triggering, difficult, uncomfortable, sometimes hard thing to do. But it really is something that you can look at when it comes up and see where you are with your confidence, right? So I know that, like, there have been times in my life where, like, let's think of situations where you do feel like you have to stand up for yourself. Now, I think I'm not talking about standing up for other people, because I'll stand up for anybody, and I will stand up and I will fight for anybody, and it won't cost me a second thought, right? I find it very easy to stand up for other people, and actually I don't associate that with my confidence because it's not about me, right? If I see that something is wrong and somebody is being wronged, I've never had an issue with standing up for them. But it's very, very different when you're standing up for yourself, because there's all sorts of questions that come up about whether or not you were in the wrong and whether or not you're worthy of standing up for, right? Hi, Amanda. One thing that I have done in the past when standing up for myself is to fight, right? Without even thinking about whether I'm right or wrong, just like meet fire with fire, no matter what. Like, you accuse me of something, you're gonna land yourself in the shit with me. And I don't know if you realize this about me, but I'm 4 foot 11 inches tall. I'm like one of those small dogs, you know, those small, overly, sorry, getting comfortable on my chair, of really small, overly aggressive dogs. Like, that's what I'd be like, standing up for myself. And that fight isn't always a sign of confidence. Because sometimes that fight is just representative of the fact that you're afraid to even look at yourself for a second and question whether or not maybe you were in the right or the wrong, to really reflect on where your intentions were in the given situation. Like, it's just sometimes it's just you're fighting out of fear. Right, and fear isn't the most confident vibration that you could be feeling. So that's one way that I definitely was at one point in my life my go-to reaction when I needed to stand up for myself. And again, it's not that there's anything particularly wrong with it. It's just like, depends. It just depends on like whether it's coming from a place of fear and not really addressing the thing and just kind of having that reaction rather than a response. Or whether it's actually, you know, knowing that you're in the right and actually standing up for yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that fight either. So another, and I think up until recently, my response when I was in a situation where I was being accused of something, or when I was felt like I was in trouble, or just that I needed to stand up from a situation where I probably should have stood up for myself, what I would do was people please my way out of the situation. And I think, you know, with the best of intentions, what I always told myself I was doing when I did that, and again, that there's nothing wrong with this. It all depends on where you're coming from internally with this. But what I did for a long time was fight fire with water, right? So somebody came at me with something and they were like, you've done wrong, or you've upset me in some way, or whatever. I would always immediately just blast them with water, put out the fire. And I would do that by saying, yeah, I completely understand. Oh my God, you're right. Or, oh my God, I can't believe that. Jeez, I didn't even realize. Oh, like, I would feel the same way as you feel right now if it was me, and so sorry. Or, you know, God, you know, it wasn't on purpose, but that won't happen again. Or just that kind of claim that, you know, that you weren't, it wasn't a conscious thing that you did, you know. But really, the intention with fighting fire with water is to pacify the other person into not there not being an issue anymore. And that really, like, fighting fire with water really works if you don't want to stand up for yourself, you know, or if you just want to resolve the situation without actually having to do that difficult job of standing up for yourself. But again, if it's not coming from the right place, if you're fighting fire with water but compromising your own integrity and not being true to yourself and not standing up for yourself when you need to, then again, it's coming from a place of fear rather than a place of confidence, right? But what I'm starting to notice about myself, I'm starting to love about myself. And when I say starting, because it is the start of the journey, I'm not an expert in this at all, and I'm still working on myself in this area. But what I'm starting to notice is that I'm now starting to stand up for myself when I need to and when it's appropriate. And so when somebody, when a situation happens where like I'm, accused of something or, confronted about something that somebody thinks that I'm in the wrong for or that I've done, something negative or said something negative or whatever, I'm now starting to actually just take a moment, right? And trying to like with trying to without emotion just take, and this is the really challenging bit, it's kind of like the emotional part of it, just asking the question and reflecting on yourself and going, is this person correct, or do I need to stand up for myself, right? Do I need to actually, standing up for yourself isn't the same as justifying, even though sometimes there might be an element of justification involved. And well, hello, Sarah. Imagine seeing you here. standing up for yourself is not the same as justifying, but there could be an element of justifying. But sometimes it's just about saying, having a little thought and going, no, I'm in integrity here. Haven't done anything wrong. And I'm going to tell the person, But taking that moment to like just pause and reflect and go, what were my intentions there? And what did I actually do? Or what did I actually say? And what actually happened there? And then if it's appropriate, go, no, actually. I do not accept your confrontation. You are absolutely mistaken when you say this to me or whatever, and having your own back. And for me, the hardest instinct to fight there when I'm actually standing up for myself is that people pleasing that I used to do when I met fire with water. And I still, and it is, it's definitely still a challenge for me. And I, it's un because it's uncomfortable, right? We don't want, nobody wants, likes confrontation. Nobody likes confrontation. Even the person who's confronting you will tell you they don't like confrontation, right? Because it's not, and even if they seem to like it, even if they're always confronting people, it's still, not the loveliest vibration to be in. And they feel that too, even though they feel they need to confront. But so I suppose the easiest way to explain this is to say, like, to give you an example that came up for me recently, where I'm a member of a certain group, and the admin of the group contacted me to say that I had triggered a number of people in the group by posting about a certain thing in the group. Now, when I posted, now, so first of all, when I got the message from the admin, I was like, I wanted to cry. Not that I actually didn't want to cry. I think maybe for a second I was like, oh God, what does this mean? What does this mean about me? Does everybody think that I'm an asshole? Whatever. And I wanted to go and hide in a bush and actually never post in that group again, because I thought, because a couple of people had reported me for triggering them, I thought that meant immediately my brain went to everybody's triggered by me and everybody thinks this about me. So there was a little bit of self-coaching I had to do where I was like, okay, what's actually happening here? Two people, when she said a couple of people, I take it as literal, and I said two people have said I don't like what she said, right? And I was like, okay, trying not to have an immediate emotional response. So I went back to the post that she was talking about and read it. And I was like, remembered my intentions of the post, first of all. And I was like, best of intentions. Best of intentions. Absolutely nothing wrong with my intentions. Then I went a step further and I looked at all the comments that people had made and all the likes. And like this, it's a big group. And there were like something like 500 to 600 reactions, good reactions, and like 200 to 300 comments, all saying how inspired they were by the post, how amazing they were, congratulating me, blah blah blah, whatever. And I was like, no, people, more for the majority of that group got like immense value out of my post. So I went back to the admin. And I'm not going to say that I wasn't at all emotional. I was a little bit like, it's not nice to have to come back here and say this, but actually I'm a little bit, what was the word I used? I'm taken aback, I said, I'm taken aback by your message, because I don't believe you should have sent it to me, even if a couple of people told you that I had triggered them. Have you looked at the post that you're talking about? Have you seen how many people I uplifted with the post? Have you seen, like, can you really see that my intention on the post was really, really good? And I said, maybe if those people who were triggered by it just take a minute to have a look at themselves, and maybe if you start that process off by actually just saying to them, I'm sorry that you're triggered, but this girl has done nothing wrong. Maybe they would then have a little look at themselves and go, actually she hasn't done anything wrong. Instead of going off going, no, I told on her, and now she's gonna get in trouble. Do you know? And I, whatever way I put it, I just kind of presented it back to her and reflected it back to her. I was like, I didn't do anything, and the request was that I wouldn't post like that again, that type of a post. And I was like, I will absolutely be posting in the group again, and I will absolutely be doing posts like this. And if you remove me from the group because of it, then that is what's meant to be, and I don't want to be in a group where I can't post like this. And believe me, the post was appropriate for the group. And I was like, if I believe you're not in integrity with yourself if you're going to remove my posts like this. So remove me from the group if that's what you see fit. But there's nothing wrong here. And actually, the admin got back to me, and she thanked me, and she said, you're dead right, actually. I hadn't it's just been our policy to let members know when other people have complained, and just try and rectify it like that. But actually, you're right, you haven't done anything wrong, and I will get back to the other people, and we will not be, of course we won't, I wasn't going to remove you from the group anyway, by the way, Lisa, but like we absolutely will not remove you from the group, and fire on ahead. And I just, it really made me stop to think of the progress that I have made, because for me, that one message that I got from that admin would have had me in hiding, and it would have had me upset for weeks and maybe months and maybe years in the past. And that would have stopped me from, would have made me second guess every time I was to post in a group, whether or not it was appropriate or not, blah, blah, blah. And probably the way I would have dealt with it with her was that I would have, with the admin, I probably would have gotten back to her and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize, I didn't, it's not my intention to trigger anybody in the group, oh God, I feel so awful, blah, blah, blah. But actually, I, the way I dealt with it had the best possible outcome and the least amount of emotion and heartache for me. So, and it really made me feel proud. It really made me feel proud. I was like, I have made real progress. If I am able to stand up for myself in that situation, I will be able to continue to stand up for myself in that kind of way. Whenever the whenever it's called for, and I know I will always do this. I know that I will always, always, always stop for a second and go, did I do something? What am I right or wrong here? What did I have good intentions or not? Because I know I'm not perfect, and I know that sometimes, of course, I can do things wrong, and of course, I might accidentally trigger somebody or say the wrong thing or, say something flippant and not mean. And in that situation, I would have the confidence to apologize, But oh, like don't just go around quenching fires, Really step into yourself, really own who you are, what your intentions are, and own your power. Have the confidence to stand up for yourself. My ladies, confidence plus faith equals success. I will see you all very soon. Thank you for joining me today. Bye.